The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are up to the laws of the Seder of Leil Pesach. We are in Simin Kuf Yutes of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph. Af al pi shebechol Shabbos v'yomtiv yecholin lekadesh v'le'echol mibod yom. Even though, in regard to every Shabbos in Yomtiv, we are able to make kiddush and to begin eating the seuda early, we can make an early Shabbos or an early Yomtiv. Lahosif michol al hakodesh, in a way that we are adding on to the Kedusha of Shabbos. But Pesach einokein. On the Yom Tov of Pesach, we do not do so. Lefisha mitzvahs achilas matzah hidafka belayla. Because the mitzvah of eating matzah is specifically at night. Kimo Karban Pesach, just like it is true by Karban Pesach, Diksiv Bey, about which it is said, V'yachlu es habasar balayla hazeh, and they should eat the meat of the Karban Pesach at this night. So we say that just like the mitzvah of eating Karban Pesach is specifically at night, and you can't do it earlier from Erev Pesach, so the same thing is true for the mitzvah of matzah. So you can't make an early Yom Tov for Pesach. V'chein mitzvahs arba kosas hidavke belayla. The same thing is true about the mitzvah of drinking the four cups. You can only do that mitzvah at nighttime. Kevon shigam hakosho kiddush hu achas me'a arba kosas. And since the kiddush cup, the first kos, is one of the four kosos, l'chein ein mekachin atshehu vaday loyla, therefore you can't make kiddush until it is certainly night. Okay? So we came out that you cannot make an early Yom Tov on Pesach. So now the Kitzur goes on and tells us more about how to begin the night. He says, Yilbash es hakito, says the man should wear a kito, that's a long white robe, V'yishyashev al moshavo, and he should sit on his seat, la'asos es ha-seder, so that he can start the seder. U'mitzvah l'chalek latinokos shkedim ve'agozim u'kedome, and there's a mitzvah to distribute to the children almonds and walnuts and the like, k'dei she'yiru shino v'yish'alo, so that they'll see that it's not a regular night, it's different, and they will ask about it. In this way, they will also be inspired to ask about the matzah and the morah and the reclining. And a child that is already of the age of chinuch, meaning, this means to say, shehu yodea mikdushas yom tif, he understands the concept of the sanctity of Yom Tov, umevin mashem esaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim, and he understands when they tell him over the story about going out of Mitzrayim, nosnim lo gam kein kos, so they should also give him a cup, sheyishtem imeno, so that he should drink from it. Now there's one last point that the Kitzur gives us in this halacha. He says, noagin limzog kos echad yoser min ha-misubim, the minag is to pour one extra cup, more than that which will be used by the people eating. V'korin oso kosh Eliyahu HaNavi, and they refer to it as Eliyahu HaNavi's cup. So there is a tradition that Eliyahu HaNavi comes to everyone's Seder, and this cup sort of represents the final Geula. Each of the four cups represent an element, a stage in the Geula process, and this cup represents the final Geula, which would be heralded by Eliyahu HaNavi. Halacha Beis. Mishorso, o achad mibnei beso. his servant or one of the members of the household, yimzigu esakosos, should pour the cups. V'chein b'kol pam shemozgim yimziguhem, every time that cups are poured for the abrikosos, they should pour it. V'lohu ba'atzmo, and he should not pour it himself, kidei laharos derech cherus, in order to demonstrate the freedom. So this is the custom, that people don't pour the cups themselves, they have other people pour for them. V'yazhir livnei beso, and the head of the household should caution the members of his household, sheyishnu mikol kos l'kol hapachos es harov b'pamachas, that they should drink from every cup, at the very least, the majority, at one time, umikos revi, yishtu revius b'pamachas. And when it comes to the fourth cup, they should drink at least a revius at one time. V'yichavnu kulam l'mitzvas arba kosos, and all of them should be focused on fulfilling the mitzvah of the four cups, v'sipa yitzias mitzrayim, as well as the mitzvah of telling over the story of the Exodus, v'achilas matzo mara, and the mitzvahs of eating matzo mara, ki gam hanoshim chayovas v'mitzvahs elo, because in all of these mitzvahs, women are also obligated in them. Rak behaseba ein nogos, the only thing women do not practice is reclining. Now the truth is that even this is subject to dispute, because there is a position among the Rishonim that says that women who are chashuvos, who are distinguished, should also be reclining. And many poskim say that today all of our women are going to be considered distinguished, and therefore they should all recline. But this is not the position of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. He says that women do not practice hesebah, do not practice reclining. So now the Kitzur goes on, and he says, Yase kiddush kakosuv b'agada, a person should make kiddush like it's written in Agada, v'yishde b'hasavas smo, and he should drink it while reclining on his left side. V'tov im efshar lasos kiddas haposkim, it is good, follow the poskim if possible, lishtos kos sholem b'kol arba kosos, to drink a complete cup, the entire cup, in every one of the four kosos. That's the ideal way to do the mitzvah. Halacha gimel. Achar kach, afterwards, after making kiddush, yurchatz yadav, he should wash his hands, v'lo yivarach aleihem, he should not make a brach on them, umin nagvein, and then he should dry them. Now the reason why he's not making a bracha is because this is not the washing for hamotzi, but rather this is in preparation of eating karpas. V'chotech min hakarpas la'atzmo u'lochol b'nei beso, and he should cut off a piece of karpas for himself, as well as for all of the members of his household. L'kol echad pachas mikizayis, for each member of the household, he should give less than the kizayis. Now, the reason why we eat less than the kizayis is because if someone would eat a kizayis of karpas, there would be a doubt as to whether or not he should be making a bracha achrona on it. In order to avoid that, he eats less than the kizayis. Now, certainly children who are not of the age of chinuch for the purpose of bracha achrona, there would certainly not be a necessity to give them less than kizayis, give them whatever they want. Furthermore, for anyone, even an adult, who eats karpas slowly, then they could even eat more than the kizayis. Because then they would still not be required to do a bracha achrona in any case. So if, let's say for example, it takes them more than 9 minutes to eat a kizayis, then certainly they would not be required to make a bracha achrona, and there wouldn't be any problem eating it. Of course, that would be delaying the rest of the Seder. So he goes on and says, V'tovlen b'mei melach, and he should dip the karpas into salt water, u'mevarachin borei peri ho'adama, and he should make the bracha of borei peri adama on it, u'mechavnin, and when he makes this bracha, he should have in mind, liftar b'bracha zu, that he also wants with this bracha to exempt gam es amara, the mara that he'll eat afterwards. In other words, the one bracha of borei peri adama will cover both the karpas as well as the mara. The ochel gam kein basav asmo, and the karpas should also be eaten while he's leaning on the left. Now it's interesting, in the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't mention anything about leaning when eating karpas. It turns out that there's a machlokes haposkim about whether or not it's proper to lean for karpas, but the kitzur is paskening that one should. Of course, if he failed to lean, he certainly does not need to go back and repeat it. Achar kach notel es hamatzah ho emtzais. Afterwards, he takes the middle matzah, v'cholka lishnei chalakim, and he divides it into two portions, umaniach es achelak hagadol, etzo moshavo la'afikomen, and he leaves the larger portion near his seat for afikomen. V'noagin l'korcho b'mapa, and the custom is that he wraps it in some type of cloth, Zecher l'masha kosuv, in the remembrance of that which it says in the pasuk, by Yitzis Mitzrayim, Mishorasam Tzruros B'Simlosam, that they wrapped their food portions in their garments. V'yesh shem misimim oso kach al shechmam, and there are those that actually put it on their backs. Zecher Yitzis Mitzrayim, in remembrance of how they went out of Mitzrayim, with the matzah on the back. And this is actually the minhag of many Svardim. Ulufisha afikomen hu b'makom ha-pesach. And since the afikomen is in place of the korban pesach, lechein hu choshev, therefore it is considered the most distinguished portion, v'yachilek ha-gadol, and that's why it should be the larger portion. Now, another explanation given why we set aside the larger portion for later on is because we are portraying ourselves as slaves, as paupers. The rule is a slave and a pauper, he never knows when he's going to have food again in the future. So he always tries to be cautious, and he eats a small amount, and he would leave the larger portion for the future. V'hachelek hakaton, and the smaller portion of the matzah, maxiro lahakaira limkomo, he puts it back onto to the seder plate, to its place, umigalek tzas es hamatzos, and he slightly exposes the matzos, umagbia es hakaira, and he lifts up the seder plate, v'omrim, and everyone says, Ho lach ma'anya ta'achlo, says, this is the bread of our affliction that they ate in Mitzrayim. Ad l'shana haba b'nei charin, until saying that next year we will be free. Now, this is the minhag that he says to do, is to say, Ho lach ma'anya, that this is the bread. Some say, Ki ho lach ma'anya, this is like the bread. So he says, "Va'omrim kihalach manya." Those that say that this is like the bread, lo yomru tevas di. They should not have the word di. They should say kihalach manya achlu. Halacha dalid. Achar kach mozgin kos sheni. Afterwards, they pour the second cup. V'hatinok shoel, and the child asks, "Ma nishtaneh?" What is so different? V'im ein tinok, and if there's no child there, Yishal ben Acher. So a different son can ask. If there's no young child, then a different son can ask. O Bita, or daughter. O Chaveroi, or his friend. O Ishtoi, or his wife. The truth is, if a person is at the Seder by himself, so he should ask himself the question. V'achar kach omrim, and afterwards they say, Avadim ayinu, that they were slaves. We were slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. V'hanachon lefaresh lebnei beso divrei ha'agada. And it is proper to explain to the members of his household the words of the Agada, b'loshon shemivinim, in a language that they understand. Im gam ba'atzmo eino mevin lashon hakodesh, and if he himself does not understand lashon hakodesh, so then yoma mitoch hagada shehu impirish ashkenaz o shar lashon, so then he should say the Agada together. He should read from a Haggadah which has a translation into German or some other language that he knows. Uli achakach piska, and after saying each segment, Yomer Beloshin Ashkenaz, then he could say it in the translated language. Umikoshrein Hamaima Rabbi Gumlio Hayomer, and certainly the section of Rabbi Gumlio used to say, that's certainly something that should be translated, should be explained, because everyone must understand the reason that these three things are critical to the Seder, meaning Pesach, Matzah, Amara. Kishemagia levihisha amda, when he gets up to vihisha amda in the Seder, yechase es ha-matzos, he should cover up the matzos. Why? Shelo yira hapas bashto, because we don't want the matzah to be humiliated. Shemanichin oso, that we're putting it down, the nolin es akos, and that we're picking up the cup. Normally, we say that lechem takes precedence over everything else. But whenever that there's a reason that we pick up a kos before we partake of the pas, so then we cover the pas so it should not be embarrassed. V'notlin es akosos b'yadeyem, and they pick up the cups in their hands, meaning everyone picks up the cup, v'omrim, and they say, v'hisha amda v'chulu, ad miyadam, all the way to the end of the paragraph, v'chozeh, and then they go back, u'megales amatzas, meaning after they put down the cups, then they once again expose the matzas. And we get up to this matzah, that statement. So you should take the broken half of the matzah that's in the plate, and you should show it to your family. This is the matzah. Also, when he gets up to Morazer, Magbia is a Mara, he should lift up the Mara to show that this is what we're referring to. Aval Kisha Omer Pesach, when you refer to Pesach, show you Avisenu Ochlem, that our ancestors ate, Lo Yagbia says Roa, don't pick up the shank bone, Shu Zecher La Pesach. That's only a way that we remember the carbon Pesach. Because we don't want to make it look like he's sanctifying the meat as a carbon Pesach. When he gets up to Lefikach, so then he should cover up the matzos, and each person should take the cup of wine in his hand, umagbio, and pick it up, ad shechosem goal Yisrael, until he finishes magid with the bracha of goal Yisrael, umevorken al hakos borei pri hagafen, and then everyone makes the bracha of borei pri hagafen, v'shosin b'hasav asmo, and they drink the wine while leaning on the left side.
Let's summarize what we know about the laws of Heseba of reclining. Heseba is necessary when we eat matzah, both the first mitzvah of matzah as well as the afikomen. Heseba is also necessary when we drink the four cups of wine. There's a machlokes haposkim whether or not it is necessary to recline when we eat the korech, the sandwich. And lechatchila, we should also recline when we eat the seuda, when we eat the main meal. Now, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was necessary for them to recline when they would eat from the Karban Pesach. What happens if someone did the mitzvahs of the Seder without reclining? So, as far as the mitzvah of eating matzah, there, even though it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that it is necessary to eat again and repeat the mitzvah, if one ate without a seba, the Ramah brings down that Bizman Hazeh, there are those that say that B'di'eved, if you already ate without Heseba, then you don't need to go back. Therefore, since there is a suffix, there's a doubt about what to do, one should repeat eating the matzah, but they should not make a new bracha of Arachilas Matzah. Certainly, if one already finished the Suda and bench, then they should not go back in order to repeat the eating of the matzah. As far as Korech is concerned, this, we mentioned there's a machlokes haposkim, there's a dispute as to whether or not one should recline while eating the sandwich, and there it is no question that if one ate without reclining, they should not go back. As far as drinking the four cups without reclining, of course, lechachila, one is supposed to recline, but the evid, if they fail to do so, there's a machlokes haposkim again. Some say that with any of the four cups, if it is drunk without reclining, then he has to go back and drink it again while doing Heseba. The Ramah brings down an opinion that as far as the third and fourth cup are concerned, B'di'eved he should not go back, because it will look like he's drinking an additional cup. It will look like he's drinking more than four cups of wine. The truth is, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the same thing should be true for us regarding the first cup of wine. If he goes back and repeats it, it will look like, once again, there's an additional cup of wine being drunk. The only time when it seems to be more clear that one should definitely go back would be as far as the second cup of wine is concerned. Although even about that one, there are those Rishonim that say that one should not go back. In short, there's a machlokes haposkim about all the cups, whether or not one should go back b'di'eved if they drank without Heseba. Practically speaking, most poskim do say that if someone drank the second cup without doing Heseba, then they should go back and repeat it. Again, this is for Ashkenazim. Now, the meal is supposed to be eaten also with reclining. If one failed to do so, they do not need to repeat anything, of course. The Afikomen, here there's a machlokes haposkim. What happens if someone neglected to recline while eating the afikomen? Certainly, once a person has already benched, he should not go back. Practically speaking, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if the afikomen was eaten without Heseba, he should not go back and eat it again. As far as karpas is concerned, most poskim say the karpas does not require Heseba. And certainly, maror should not get Heseba. The same thing is true about saying of the Haggadah in general. When we say the Haggadah or Hallel or Bench or say any of the Brachas, it's considered disrespectful to do so while reclining.
Halacha Hey. Achar Kach Rochsin Yedein Umervokin Al Netilas Yedayim. After finishing Magid, everyone washes their hand and they make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Umevarech Hamotzi Al Hamatzos. And they make the bracha of Hamotzi on the Matzos. Ulefisha Biyomtov Tzorach Livtzoa Al Shtei Kikora Shlemos. And since on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos, it's necessary, it's proper to make the bracha over two complete loaves. Umitzvas achilas matzahi min haprusa, And the mitzvah of achilas matzah is from the broken part. Lefisha matzah nikras lechem oni, because the matzah is called bread of affliction. V'darko she'oni b'prusa, and it is the way of an oni that he has a broken piece. Alkein b'sho shehu mevarech hamotzi, at the time he's making the bracha of hamotzi, oches shtei hamatzos hashleimos b'yadav, he should hold on, he should grab on to the two complete matzahs in his hands. V'haprusa b'neim, with the broken matzah in between them. Umevarech hamotzi, and then he makes the bracha of hamotzi lachem min haaretz. Umaniach es hamatzah hatachtona miyadav, and he puts down the lower matzah from his hand. Ve'ochez rak be'elyona, v'gam be'prusa, and now he should only be holding the top matzah along with the broken one. Umevarech al achilas matzah, and now he makes the bracha of al achilas matzah, the brachas hamitzvah. Ubotseya min ha'elyona v'gam min ha'prusa, and now he breaks from the top one as well as from the middle one. Mikol echad kezayis, from each one there should be the amount of a kezayis. V'chein hu nosen l'ko achas mibnei beso, and that's what he gives to every member of his household. V'ochol shneihem yachad b'hasava smolas, and they should eat from both of them together while leaning on the left side. V'yim kosher lo l'ochla mipamachas, if it's difficult for him to eat both matzos at one time, ochol t'chila es egzayis hamotzi, he should first eat the egzayis from hamotzi, v'achakach egzayis min haprusa, and after that, he should eat the gezayis from the broken portion. Rak shelo yishev beineihem klal, but he should not delay in between them at all. V'yochol shteihem b'seba, and he should eat both of them while reclining, on the left side, of course. V'nogen b'medinas elo, and the custom is in these countries, shebelel pesach ein tovlim es hamatzah b'melach, that on the night of Pesach, we do not dip the matzah in salt. Lo shel hamotzi, for lo shel matzah. Neither the piece of matzah that's for hamotzi, nor that which is for matzah, the middle one. There's a number of reasons given for this, why we don't use salt. Among them is that we're not trying to matzah. The whole point is, it's supposed to be lechem oni. So we're not trying to show that we eat like a wealthy person does with dipping. We eat it more like a simple person. We eat whatever we get, just simple matzah.